This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Cities, organizations, some houses of worship have declared themselves as sanctuaries, places where people in the U.S. illegally can get help. Emory University in Atlanta is wrestling with this. Georgia can refuse state funding to private colleges that adopt sanctuary policies. So the president of Emory uses the phrase safe harbor instead. From WABE in Atlanta, Tasneem Shama reports.
On the day Emory University President Claire Stirk was inaugurated, students and faculty members protested not far away.
Sanctuary!
No!
Sanctuary!
No! Sanctuary!
Students like Chelsea Jackson, who spoke at the rally, are demanding that President Stirk go beyond calling the university a safe harbor and declare itself a sanctuary campus to protect undocumented students.
It is our duty, it is our responsibility to stand with them, to protect them so that they cannot be ripped out of our classrooms.
Emory University has a page on its admissions website inviting undocumented students to apply, but says it doesn't track how many undocumented students are actually enrolled. And starting next year, the school plans to offer financial aid to undocumented students who can show they need it. But lawmakers have proposed a bill that says if private schools like Emory adopt sanctuary policies limiting cooperation with law enforcement, they could lose all funding from the state, including financial aid. Emory received $6 million last year in student scholarships and loans, and more than $30 million in Medicaid funds to serve Atlanta area patients through its healthcare facilities. Maria Pabon is the former dean of Loyola University's law school in New Orleans. She says students are usually a low priority for deportation.
ICE and Homeland Security, they do not typically do enforcement on universities and churches and such.
State Representative Earl Earhart sponsored the bill to cut funds to schools that adopt sanctuary policies.
If you don't follow the law, then public funds, state funds, are not going to follow you.
President Stirk didn't agree to an interview for this story, but in a letter to a campus group, she says there are many who interpret sanctuary status as a commitment to disobeying federal law. In Atlanta, I'm Tasneem Shamma for Marketplace.